The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to actress Jennifer LaFleur, star of the video-on-demand web series Wedlock, with Mark Duplass and Rob Corddry. Stick around. Jennifer's character is looking for love in all the wrong ways. So this could be my lucky day. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, brought to you today by Amazon.com. When you visit MrMedia.com and click on any of the links to purchase books, music, movies, gift certificates, or anything else through our Amazon link, you support this free video podcast. Whenever you need something else from Amazon, please consider returning to MrMedia.com to order it. It doesn't cost you any extra, and we sure appreciate the support. And don't forget, MrMedia.com has more than 1,200 celebrity audio and video interviews archived on the site. That's hundreds upon hundreds of hours free entertainment. Subscribe for free on MrMedia.com, and you'll instantly get an email every time a new interview is posted. You can also watch and subscribe to the show on YouTube, Vimeo, Dailymotion, The Realm Network, and Frequency.com. And if you preferred to just listen, Mr. Media is also available for free on iTunes, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Blueberry, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio, Podfeed.net, and Player FM. You can subscribe to any of those services and never miss another episode. Finally, you can interact with Mr. Media Interviews on all kinds of social media, including Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and more. Friend or follow us, we'll friend or follow you back. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience full of men and women driven mad by society's evolving expectations that they find happiness by settling down with someone they love of the same or opposite sex in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. The minute I saw actor and one-time Mr. Media guest, Rob Corddry, was cast as a marriage counselor in the new Vimeo on-demand series Wedlock, I figured there must be one truly miserable couple somewhere in the world. My mistake. Corddry, for once, may be playing the rational one. Now, actors Mark Duplass and my guest today, Jennifer LaFleur, portray a couple of longtime friends who have never been romantic, let alone intimate, with one another. Maybe with anyone. But everyone thinks they're perfect for each other, so what the heck they decide they're going to give it a try. Now that brings them to the world-renowned Dr. Meeks, played by Corddry. Dave and Fiona, they want him to help them become emotionally and physically involved, and ultimately married. Heck, they've got a 3-ring binder with charts and graphics and even a per-therapy session budget all figured out. What could be easier than that? Well, over the course of 10 5-minute webisodes, the action and hilarity unfold. It's pretty funny stuff, and you can order each episode for just 99 cents by searching Wedlock on Vimeo.com. As for Jennifer LaFleur, well, she first came to attention on TV as Nurse Judy on the long-running soap opera Guiding Light. More recently, she's had roles in the Bill Hader, Kristen Wiig movie, The Skeleton Twins, although we're going to tell you right up front, she got cut out of the... She's not in the final cut, but she will turn up on the DVD, so we're including that in the credits here today. And she was also on episode 7 of the first season of Married on FX, and very exciting that we happen to be talking today because that show just got picked up. I don't know if that's going to mean anything for her, but she's excited. I'm excited. My wife and I love to watch the show.
It's a great show.
Jennifer LaFleur, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for playing along with us. So Wedlock, I mean, this is truly a wacky sitcom idea, right?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you said that, you know, when you heard that Rob Corddry was playing a therapist, there must be, you know, some poor couple being driven mad by him, because that was kind of the initial way that we were thinking about the show. Ross Partridge, the director, initially came up with the idea, and, you know, he comes up with so many hilarious ideas every single day, and some stick and some don't. And that was one that we just always kept thinking about and riffing off of. And, you know, when we brought it to Rob, he loved it, but he had the instinct that maybe it should actually be switched on its head. And we talked about that idea with Mark, and Mark loved that idea as well. And all of a sudden, we just kind of reimagined the whole series to change it so that it was the couple terrorizing the therapist rather than the other way around, which is a little bit more of a... It's something that we've seen done before already.
It's a great twist. I mean, we imagine that Rob is going to be insane, and you know, he's going to, but that's not it.
He's the straight man in this.
Who would guess?
Yeah, and he's great. He's such a brilliant actor. I always knew how funny he was, but I wasn't quite prepared with what an actor he is, you know, just beyond a comedian. He's wonderful.
Now, I was going to ask you how you got involved in this, but it sounds like you were involved in this right from the beginning. So maybe tell us
more
about that.
So, you know, when I first started spending time in Los Angeles, I was still living in New York. That's when we started to kind of talk about the idea of doing this. And, you know, like many ideas, it just kind of went by the wayside a little bit, and we never really did anything with it. Cut to a year or two later, I was sitting down with my manager and talking about, you know, kind of another pilot season that had gone by without me being able to be involved so much. And he said, I really think that you should do something on your own. You should generate your own series. And the first thing that immediately popped into my mind was the wedlock idea. So I went to Ross and asked for his blessing to essentially steal the idea from him, and hooked up with a great writer named Josh Perillo. And we started to work together. And then when I started to produce it, and Mark agreed to come on as an executive producer and as an actor, and Rob came on as Dr. J. And I just kind of used a lot of the personal friendships that I had with really awesome, talented people to come together. And then when it came time to actually produce the show and go into production, I gave it back to Ross. So he let me steal it from him, and then I gave it back to him, and he just crushed it. I mean, all throughout pre-production, production, post-production, he was just really carving it out. You know, what you see is really the product of him and our amazing editor, Chris Donlan, just creating so much funny stuff.
Well, I have to say, I mean, Mr. Media is an example of how the age of the internet, anyone with access to a camera can, you know, put on a show.
Totally.
Not necessarily a good one in my case, but in your case,
it's pretty good. Oh, come on.
So, but I mean, it's, you know, as an actress, this era that you're working in, you have that option. You can do things on your own. You can own this.
Totally.
You can, right?
I mean, the tricky thing with being an actor is that a writer can always write, and a director can find material to direct. But an actor, we're often at the mercy of other people choosing us mm-hmm. to do something. And unfortunately, I was not given the gift of writing. That's just not the way that my brain works. And but what I am pretty good at is making things happen and bringing the right people together. I have the mind of a producer. And, you know, as Ross likes to say, my own personality is only a couple clicks off of Fiona's, like, type A personality. You know, I had my own version of my binder that had all the scripts in it and, you know, pictures and mood boards and all sorts of stuff. So that worked in my favor. But, yeah, I feel like actors all too often just have to kind of sit around and wait for somebody to give us the opportunity to act.
And I think I read that you and Mark Duplass, I mean, as a matter of fact, the beginning of your career actually has a Duplass involved, right?
Oddly enough, the play that Ross Partridge and I met doing back in 2005 was a Neil LaBute play that we were doing in New York City. Jay Duplass came to see that play, and we became friends with Jay, and Ross had already met Mark and Katie Duplass after their movie premiered at Puffy Chair at Nantucket Film Festival. So all of a sudden, I started to kind of get involved with this amazing group of filmmakers, and they cast me in a small role in their movie Baghead, and they cast Ross as the lead in Baghead. And that was pretty much it. They became our family, and we've been working together ever since.
That's very nice. It's,
yeah.
You know. And I'm jumping ahead here, but do you have other projects ahead with them?
They have their TV show on HBO coming up called Togetherness, and I've been in talks with them from the very beginning to be a part of that, and they've developed a character. We just have to figure out when that character arrives, but that's hopefully in the not too far future. I'll be involved with that, and we're always thinking of each other for every little project that comes up, big or small. So I would work with Mark and Katie and Jay on anything and everything.
All right, well, let's come back to Fiona and Wedlock.
Okay.
I was careful. I didn't watch all 10 episodes because it's like reading a novel on this show. I don't want to be responsible for giving too much away, but I did watch a couple episodes. What do you want people to know about Fiona before they watch? Because obviously 10 five-minute episodes, it's not even the length of a full a short movie. It's quick. So you jump right in. What should people know about Fiona? What have you decided about her?
Well, I think that Fiona really wants life to go the way that she has imagined it. And even when it doesn't go the way that she imagined it, she tries to make it happen that way. And she feels like she can do that by creating lists and creating plans and really, focusing on the goals and the aspirations. And she finds that kindred spirit in someone like Dave. So all of a sudden, they're friends, and they're probably working together to try to, each create the ideal life for each other and for themselves. And then they realize, when it comes to love, we haven't found the right partner yet. And maybe that's because we're each other's right partners. We just have zero sexual attraction or romantic interest in each other. But that is all relative, so we're going to get together. We're going to make this happen. We're going to bring the best guy for it. And he's going to make us fall in love. And we're going to get married. And we're going to live happily ever after.
They're out of their minds.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. But they just want to be happy. They, like all of us, they really just want to be happy and to do it the right way.
Now, I don't know how old you may be, but I'm guessing Fiona might be in her mid-30s.
I think early to mid-30s is what we were thinking. That long enough for them to feel a little bit, desperate that they haven't figured it out yet, that they haven't found that person yet.
Do we think either of them has had any physical experience with partners?
Well, you do meet an ex-partner in episode 3, played by Mark's real-life wife, Katie Azleton. So you do find out that there has been a certain level of intimacy in the past. Okay. And I won't say anything more than that.
Well, I got to ask, this is 2014, yeah. So is it a level of intimacy with Dave or Fiona?
Good question.
Yeah, okay.
Good question.
There you go. Have you ever personally seen or watched a show like this, like a series of five-minute webisodes? Is there something that you had in mind that you had seen that you wanted to kind of emulate?
I haven't watched a ton of web series before. I'm a huge fan of the web series High Maintenance. I think that it's so well done. It's completely different from ours, but it's just really brilliantly done. And seeing a lot of friends starting to make web series and do it themselves, I would kind of watch and see and be like, oh, okay, they can do that. You just kind of need a camera and some talented people. So I tried to do the best version of that for me as an actor, and also for me, getting more into producing.
And is there a way that you can make money on something like this, or is this more of an experimental thing that you do for you're kind of looking at the long game for your career?
Well, I think that that was the priority. It wasn't, we didn't do this to make money, but we partnered up with Film Buff, who is distributing the series, and we're starting off with an exclusive run on Vimeo On Demand. And Vimeo On Demand is such a cool thing that I really started to learn about just through working with them, where they are opening up their website to filmmakers, where they will pick up and release content directly, which is what they did with us. We've been working really closely with them. They're huge fans of the show, which makes me huge fans of them. And they've been really supportive. And so this whole series, yes, you can buy each episode for 99 cents, or you can buy the entire 10-episode season for $3.99. So it comes to like 40 cents an episode if you buy the whole season. And that the way that Vimeo does it is they give 90% of all profits to the filmmakers, to the creators of whoever, and anybody can upload onto their site. You know, we have a personal relationship with them where they put us on there. But, you know, say I'm an independent filmmaker, I make a movie, it's not the most commercial thing in the world, it doesn't sell, I don't get a distributor for it, and I might otherwise say, well, this was a loss. Nobody's ever going to see it. I won't ever make any money back from it. Or you can put it up onto Vimeo On Demand and set the price for whatever you want, and you get to keep 90% of the profits. So that's, I think it's such a cool, cool platform.
There's a rumor that there's a Mr. Media Vimeo channel out there. I don't know if it's true. It's just something I may have picked up somewhere.
Oh, well, I'm just going to have to look around and do a little Googling on the Vimeo page.
Now, this is kind of the Amazon model that we're talking about, where, for example, with the Kindle, you can sell 10,000 copies of a book through a traditional publisher or traditional DVD distributor, if you will.
Right.
And you're going to get maybe 10 cents on the dollar that's collected. So,
right.
You know, for a $10 DVD, you're going to make a dollar. But if you do it yourself through them, you might make $7.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a model that Louis C.K. did a few years back, where he, you know, totally self-produced a video of one of his shows and released it, I think, on iTunes for $5. And a ton of people bought it. And he, you know, got to keep all the money or just share it with a few people who helped him out with it. And I think that made a lot of people be like, wait a minute here. We don't need to bring in all these other people to, you know, like pay them out and have them distribute and have them do the advertising. Or, you know, he just took it into his own hands. And not everybody can do that, because not everybody is as brilliant and as famous as Louis C.K. But luckily, working with people like Mark Duplass and Rob Corddry, they are really, you know, kind of huge comedy geniuses. Mark is an indie film godfather in my eyes. And Rob Corddry created one of the very first web series that got turned into a TV show, which is Children's Hospital, which has now gone on to win 2 Emmy Awards. So having people like that in my corner to help, you know, carve out and make decisions and figure out, okay, where should we put this up? Do we put this up ourselves? Do we work with different companies? And with Vimeo On Demand, Mark was really interested in being a part of this new platform, which is relatively recent, and to be their very first web series. And that's something that's appealing to me, that it can be groundbreaking and new and fresh, and we don't necessarily know what's going to happen, but we're throwing a whole bunch of stuff at the wall and we're seeing what's going to stick.
Now, tell me briefly about working with Rob Corddry. He's been on the show, and his younger brother, Nate, has been on the show. And Nate didn't have anything good to say about Rob, and Rob was just kind of dismissive of Nate. But I figure that since you're not a Corddry sister, for that matter, you probably have a different take on Rob.
Well, I think I'm part of the Corddry family in the best sense, where I'm not actually related to them by blood. I've just, you know, forced my way into their family. But, you know, don't let Rob and Nate kid you. There's a lot of love there. And they're both such great guys and amazing actors. Rob Corddry is one of my most favorite people in the universe. He is not only one of the best men that I've ever met, but he is an incredible actor and an amazingly funny comedian. And I just, I can't say enough about him. He's working with him and being his friend is one of the great joys of my life, truly.
Nice. And so before we wrap up, let me ask you about these two other roles that we talked about at the top of the
show.
Let's start with Married. You played Cynthia, right?
Cynthia, yeah. Okay. I got to come in and play Brett Gelman's character's new girlfriend. And she's in the midst of going through a divorce and may or may not be selling her house. And Judy Greer and Nat Faxon's characters just so happen
to be
looking for a house. And so Brett is trying to move the divorce along a little bit by trying to convince Nat and Judy to buy my house from me. So it was so much fun. Those four characters and Jenny Slate on it as well. Working with the four of them was a lesson in hilarity, just sitting back and I got to play the straight man to them, and they're just so funny. And Andrew Gerland, who created the show, is he's just great. He's so smart, and he has a brand of comedy that is very funny without being ba-dum-bump kind of funny. You know, it's smart, it's heartfelt, it's sad and weird and kind of messed up, but it's really beautiful and hilarious at the same time, and that's my favorite kind of comedy. Really,
it's great because the couple that stars in Mary, they want that house really bad. She especially wants that house. She doesn't care what she has to do to ruin this woman's marriage, existing marriage. It's a great episode. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking it's the last one we've seen because I know we're behind a couple episodes. So as soon as you said it's Brett Gelman's – by the way, Brett Gelman's been on Mr. Media. But, you played his girlfriend and the house. Yeah. I knew immediately. that was a great episode. And there was an earlier one where they wind up at this house it's the parents of one of their kids' friends.
Oh, yes.
And it's the porn house where all these great porn episodes took place. I'm kind of assuming that house that they filmed in probably was known for that. It seems to make sense.
Probably was. And then they sneak into the next door neighbor's house and break in. Michaela Watkins. Michaela Watkins is great. She's so funny.
Great. Yeah, it's a great show. People should check that out. Married on FX. So is that something you think you might have a shot at coming back to? Because you were so excited that it was renewed. I'm just wondering.
Oh, I mean, I'm just excited because it's such a great show. Principato Young is my management company, and they were the executive producers of that show. And they were also executive producers on Wedlock. So I just love seeing them generating new content and seeing it succeed. And everybody who worked on it is just the coolest, you know. And I like to see the good guys win. And this is one of those cases where you're like, yay!
Very nice. Now, I'm going to feel bad that I'm going to end on the Skeleton Twins, where you played drunk Natalie.
Yeah,
right? And you got
my
cut
favorite
out.
Character. And I did. I got cut. I was too funny. I can't help it. I was just too funny. The script was really hilarious, and as they were carving it out, they found this really beautiful, more heartfelt drama that was inside this comedy, and I think that my character was the most extreme end of comedy, and I think that as it was going on, they didn't want to let it go, but they eventually had to let it go. But Craig Johnson made a great film, and he told me that he's going to get me in on the DVD extra, so that makes me happy.
Excellent. All right, so we'll look for that. And
cool.
We will not hold a grudge against Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig for you.
No.
Out of that. All right. Well, folks, listen. You can order the new web exclusive comedy series Wedlock on Vimeo. Vimeo.com. Just search the word wedlock. It'll take you to it. You can order individual episodes, I now understand, 99 cents each, or get the whole series, all 10, for $3.99.
Get the whole thing.
It's worth it. $3.99. It's a good price. Get the whole thing. And what about, can people find you online? Do you have a website, Facebook, Twitter, any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, but I'm on Twitter at LaFleur Jennifer.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jennifer, it was delightful to meet you today. The show is very funny. I think you'll do very well from what you've put together here. And
thank you.
I hope the next thing you've got going on, you'll come back and join us again. Come talk about what you're up to.
I'd love that. Thank you.
My pleasure. All right. Jennifer LaFleur, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Thanks. I'm a
Hi, this is Buzz Burbank in the Buzz Burbank Newsroom, preparing for you another Buzz Burbank News and Comment. Do you like good stories? Boy, I sure do. I turn over a lot of stones each day to make sure I don't miss the best ones. Sure, some make me angry, and some make me sad, and some make me laugh, and isn't that what makes us human? I'm proud of the fact that I pack more news into my 10 or 15 minutes a day than the evening news does in a half hour. It's a free podcast at BuzzBurbank.com, or you can subscribe free at iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or get it on any RSS device. It's like a newspaper for your head. It's Buzz Burbank News and Comment, another Realm Network presentation. Weekday mornings right here on the Realm Network.
It's the Mark and Lowell Show.
Hi, this is Mark.
And this is Lowell. And if you're fans of Don and Mike, you may know who we are.
Our number one interns. You've met them on the show. They're the guys that ate all the junk and they were outside with each other holding hands with a sign that said that they loved each other wearing the dunce caps.
What you may not know is that we started out as fans back in their WAVA days.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Mark and Lowell.
Oh, yeah. Hey, these are two guys that we once actually called them our proteges, didn't we?
And now we have our own show, so we want you to give it a shot.
Just check us out at the Realm Network, realmnetwork.com, or you can go to markandlowell.com.
Show. Every Tuesday and Thursday evenings right here on the Realm Network, and catch the Poor Premium Show Friday nights. This is Adam and Asid to the Extreme.
So, I'm sorry, did you ever see the film Rubber?
I've seen Flubber.
I've heard of Rubber. Isn't that about like a tire or something? Like,
it is. Dude, Adam, you gotta watch this movie. I'm serious.
Rubber?
It's so great. It's about a serial killer that is a tire. You know, kind of like Christine was a car. It's a tire.
And how much LSD was the director on when he...
I don't know. But it's great because what happens, without giving anything away, the tire just kind of rolls into place, very sinister, and there's the person in the background. This was a highly entertaining movie. And the greatest thing, and I'm going to paraphrase this, but there's a scene where the local sheriff has got all his deputies together. He's describing this tire, and one of the deputies goes... Is he black?
Right here on the Realm Network.